How to redirect today with the reality of having been away. Part 2.
This is the Daily Disturbance Podcast with Anthony Pangilinan.
So yesterday we talked about the need to re-aim, right? We, number one, return the same way you came. Number two, we envision a new direction. We set our sights, right, on a new path or an end goal. Number three, we align, R-E-A, align with people committed or those we may have disappointed. Number four, we insist on established milestones. And number five, we make sure we embrace the learnings, the mistakes of the past, and what we can glean from them. So that's re-aim. The unexamined life is not worth living, Socrates. But, it's not enough that we know the direction. Now we go into actual execution. We turn back. Now let's look beyond setting the goal. Now, how do we actually get there? Number one of six ways to turn back once you've set your heart and mind to it. Resolve not to turn back again. It's one thing to commit to change. It's another to actually change and not falter in commitment again. See, it's decision management time. Once you've decided to turn back, forget deciding again. It's not decision-making time. It's decision management time. It's done. We move on. Psalm 119:59, I have considered my ways, okay, and have turned my steps to your statutes, which means I've set my way back. Resolve not to turn back. Again, number two, embrace humility as you walk your way back. Having been given the opportunity to start again, never forget, it is mercy, grace that allow you to start over. Or to expand even further. In Luke 7, and I think we all agree, those who have been forgiven much are those who love much. Why? Because they're so humbled to have been recipients of undeserved grace and kindness and yes, love. Proverbs 11:2 advises us, when pride comes, then comes this grace. But, with humility comes wisdom. And I like what C.S. Lewis adds. Humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. Embrace humility, my friend, as you are walking back. Number three, take steps forward. Not to the sides, due to new distractions, and certainly not backwards, right? Due to wrong company. Or bad habits. Philippians 3:14, one thing I do, Paul said, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. I press on toward the goal. See, there's that stretch to win the prize for which God has called me. Moving forward with determination helps us leave our past behind and focus on the path ahead. Lao Tzu reminds us that the journey of 1,000 miles begins in one step. May I add, forward. A quick review. First, resolve not to turn back again. That's the first way to turn back once you've set your heart and mind to it. Number two, embrace humility as you walk your way back. Number three, take steps forward. Not to the sides, not backwards, but forwards. Tomorrow, we look at the last three. Three more ways to make sure that apart from setting the direction, we actually execute with excellence.